Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES, for 15% off today.
This message comes from our sponsor, Teladoc Health. There are lots of reasons for wanting to be healthy. Family, work, living a fuller life. Teladoc Health understands. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or just need to manage your weight, Teladoc Health can help. Visit teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy for more information. That's TeladocHealth/whatsyourwhy.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey y'all.
Hey y'all.
Hey y'all. Welcome back to another episode of Making Moves. I'm here today with the girlies, my sisters,
Taryn and Ashley.
Hello.
Thanks for having us. Teeks.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks
for coming.
We kind of forced ourselves on here when we said we're doing a swap today and you didn't know.
No, but I love it. I love a surprise. Girls, what do you think about my
sexy sweater?
Yeah.
The merch is merching. I literally told TK, like, it, the best compliment you can get having merch is that it doesn't look like merch.
Yes. Thank you.
Like, that 100%. Looks like a cute sweatshirt I would see in, like, Urban that I'd be like, ooh, this is cool. Also, great red.
Yeah. Thank you. Great, I wanted like red. A cherry, more like cool toned red instead of like an orangey, like cheap. I feel like it feels luxe.
It looks luxe.
Looks. And I wanted it to look like a rich mom would wear it.
It 1,000% looks like rich mom material.
I was like country club mom playing tennis, pickleball.
I ordered mine already. It's on its way. I can't wait to get it.
Thank you.
It's going to be great.
Anyway, shop it down below. Link in the description. Love you guys so much. Okay, well, anyway, you guys are the queens of unsolicited advice.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Go listen to their show.
Correct. Yes.
And I was wondering if I could get your advice today.
I would love
on some things I'm struggling with.
Really?
Yeah.
You're struggling?
I'm always struggling.
I was gonna say, aren't we all?
I'm really good at like not seeming like I'm struggling though.
Oh, I know this.
Big smile on her face.
And no one ever asked me except for Tara.
You know what? You know what's funny?
That's not true.
Is the first time.
What do you mean?
I ask you.
No, she's saying like no one picks up on when she's acting like she's not struggling, that she actually is. Because I remember the first time, I don't know why I remember this specifically, but we were by the staircase. I don't know why I remember that.
In Alicia's house?
Yeah. And I stopped you and I was like, hey, are you okay? Like, I just feel like something's going on. And you were so phased. Like, you were like, how did you know that? Like, you were really phased. I don't know why I have that memory.
I don't even remember that.
Core memory for Taryn.
Core memory.
Yeah, I feel like what I mean is when exactly that, when I'm caught off guard or like you just would never know because I'm good at acting like I'm fine.
Yeah, you are.
People don't know. I'm like a chameleon. Like, people don't know when I'm like down bad, I feel. So, yeah, I feel like you're really intuitive with that stuff. But you're really intuitive with everyone.
Yeah, I don't know why, but it's been my whole life. Like, I've been really good at just, like, I feel things, and I feel like I see through, I don't know. I can tell, like, within a person walking in, I'm like, they're not having a good day. I don't know. It's weird.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Psychic.
What do you feel like is your, like, secret strength like that, Ashley, when it comes to working with others? I feel like you're really good at making people feel comfortable, like, right off the bat.
Oh, yeah. I could see that. That makes sense.
You're very welcoming.
Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. I try.
Okay, so unsolicited advice. The Dirty Forkers, a lot of us are in our mid-20s. We're single. We're trying to figure it out. We want to be boss-ass bitches. There's a lot going on. And what I want to ask both of you, because you're like my older sisters, you're a little bit wiser than I am. So my question is...
That's a very polite way of saying you're older. You've already lived through this 20 years ago. No, I'm just kidding.
20?
I'm just kidding.
That's like the TikTok where it's like, Kendall, you're almost 30, Kendall.
Yeah. She's like, I'm 27.
Yeah, literally. Anyway, what I want to know is if you could tell your younger mid-20s self advice, first of all, what would you tell her?
I feel like, I mean, mine's very specifically geared towards, like, I had just gone through, like, a massive breakup. I think I was a very sheltered person. So I had, everything was, like, a big deal. I had taken everything as a big deal. Like, if I kissed a random guy, like, that was a huge deal. If I, you know, said things in friendships, if I made decisions on work, everything was a huge deal. Mm-hmm. And so I think it took me a long time to, like, not take myself and life so seriously. So I feel like if I could look back at my 25-year-old self, I wish I would have dedicated more time and space to things like learning to love my body, learning to love who I am. I think it took me a long time, like, honestly, till I was in my 30s to realize, like, my foundation was very shaky. And so everything I did in life felt like it swayed if anything in my life was swaying. So once I dedicated the time to, like, really build my foundation and fall in love with who I was, then, like, I've been such a solid person since I did that. And I wish that I would have done it earlier. So I think I would say to myself, forget about everything else, like all the things you're stressing about, all the things you're like focusing your time and energy, who cares? Focus on who you are and really figuring out who you are and falling in love with who you are. And everything else is just gonna like snowball after that.
What do you feel like are the best ways to focus on finding out who you are?
You know what? I've said this before in different contexts, but I think that a lot of times what stops people is you say like, oh, I'm going to figure out who I am, but then you don't do anything with that. It has to be something like you actually dedicate yourself, your time to. So if I say like, oh, I'd really like to learn a new language, but then I don't do anything, like I'm not going to learn it. Like I have to actually like do research. I have to practice. Mm-hmm. I have to dedicate time to it. So I think if you want to know who you are, you have to spend a lot of time alone and a lot of time like repurposing your time and energy and your thought patterns and everything like that. Mm-hmm. So it actually takes time and like research.
Mm-hmm. Actively trying to find yourself.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything, feel free to chime in, Ashley, is there anything specific when it comes to like self-care or self-work you would recommend that you feel like has worked for you?
Yeah, I mean, therapy would be a huge one. As far as, I think for me it was really trying to recognize patterns of like negative thoughts that I had. Like we all have our own like insecurities and stuff, but it was like actually being aware of like, okay, so I often would walk into a room and assume that everyone was judging my body. That was like a huge one for me. So I had to like point that out, recognize that was a pattern, mm-hmm. and then be very intentional about correcting that. So I prepped myself before I walked into a room. If I felt that thought come in, I had already practiced like different things I would say to myself to get myself out of it. So it's a lot of just like, you have to really identify like one thing at a time and like attack it. Mm-hmm. I heard on Mel Robbins, actually, she said this thing.
Love her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she had this, I forgot the doctor's name, but he was saying a lot of times people get so focused on the trees that they miss the forest, but he phrased it in a different way. He's like, instead of looking at the forest, you have to look at your trees. So instead of saying like, oh, I'm so insecure, I struggle with this, like focusing on one tree at a time. So like, I worry that people judge me on my body. So like I just attack that instead of trying to knock out. I just want to be confident. It's like, well, what's the one tree?
Got it. Like, let's knock one thing off at a time. One leaf.
And more if you attainable. Literally, he said, if you can't handle a tree, then okay, how about a branch? How about a handful of leaves? So I feel like that's,
little bush. Moss. Little baby bush.
Mulch.
That's all right. Yeah, bark. Whatever you can. Yeah, I would just like hone in on like what's the exact thing you want to work on. And then you have to intentionally actually work on it.
Wow.
I love that.
That's incredible advice.
It's way more doable.
Yeah.
To work on it like one bit by bit.
Totally agree. What about you, Ashley? What advice would you give your mid-20s, 25-year-old self?
Mid-20s, if we're talking about me specifically, not just 25-year-olds, I struggled a lot with just caring way too much about what other people thought. So it was, I think, something that ever since I was a kid that just kind of held me back from fully being myself, maybe fully being present, maybe fully being chasing after something or striving for something. I think I always just constantly worried myself to pieces about like what other people were thinking. And then I feel like that was something that specifically I had to break in order to post my first YouTube video. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that moment when I decided to fuck it essentially and just like post it, it started getting so much easier. Mm-hmm. Like it was just having to, like the one tree, like Taryn was saying, it was having to get through and focus on that one thing, get it over with. And then all of a sudden I just started caring less and less about other mm-hmm. people. And I wish I would have done that in high school. Mm-hmm. I wish I would have done that at 20.
Also, like you
25.
Took a tangible step. Like you didn't just say, oh, I want to do this. And like, come on, do it, do it. It's like you took a tangible, like, okay, I'm going to post this video. Like I'm going to do something about it.
And that's the
it.
Other thing I would suggest at like mid-20s is just putting yourself in situations to constantly challenge yourself and to constantly grow.
Love that.
So whatever your thing is, for me, again, mine is being overly worried about other people, mm-hmm. Putting myself in positions to practice not caring, right? So if I'm insecure about my outfit or my body that day and I'm constantly thinking about what other people are thinking, then I'm going to put myself in a position to be like, I don't care what they're thinking. I like this outfit. I look great. I love myself. I love my body. I love my fit. And just like constantly challenging myself in that way, if that makes sense. Because mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I feel like with all of these things, it's like practice makes perfect, right? Mm-hmm. And so like, are we ever going to be perfect? No, we're all going to have our issues, but like we can strive to get better at it. And like when those thoughts come for me, I want to be in a place where I can just like attack it right away so it doesn't bother me.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah.
Okay. What about when it comes to dating? Is there something you wish you would have done more of, or you wish you would have learned from this experience a little earlier, just in regards to dating in your 20s? What do you wish you would have done / what would you tell your younger self?
I have one that I'm very passionate about because I was with someone for 4 years. It actually to this day is the only real like serious relationship I've been in. And the one thing that I wish that I would have done and that I always encourage people to do is to tell your friends what makes you sad and what you fight about in your relationship. Because I think sometimes, like, especially as women, we want to protect the person we're with. So, like, you don't want to tell your friend, like, what he did because you don't want to, like, taint their view.
Paint
you don't
him
want
in a
people.
Bad light.
Yeah. And, like, you want, like, for me, our relationship, everyone was always like, you guys are our favorite couple. I'm obsessed with you. I want to find someone like you. So I felt like I had to protect this like reputation.
Image.
And it wasn't until we broke up that I started telling people like what we fought about and like what things were. And how fast everyone was like, Taryn, that's a massive red flag. But mm-hmm. I didn't know because I had never been in a relationship. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I always say, like, one of the things I do this to Ash, I do this to anyone who's dating. I'll be like, how is stuff going? And then I always say, what was the last thing you fought about? I always ask my friends that because I think it's important for your friends to hear, like, some of my friends have told me stuff they fought about and I'm like, okay, like, let's, like, dive into that because that's a little concerning,
well,
you know?
Fighting is important, like, yeah. In a relationship. That's
oh, my God,
so normal.
Absolutely. And I feel like people get confused by the word fight. A fight to me is, like, you disagreed about something and you had to get from point A to point B together.
Yes.
I don't think it's, like, I always tell Ash, it's not a conflict, it's a conversation. Like, mm-hmm. you're trying to, like, move past something. And so I think it's important to talk about those things.
I love
so that. That's my number one advice. Tell your friends. What bothers you, what hurt you, all that stuff.
I also think maturing is when your friend does open up and share, like, you know, my boyfriend said this and it was really shitty or whatever. Maturing instead of being the friend that's like, F him.
Yes.
Like, never speak to him again. It's like being the friend that actually listens and chooses to support whatever their friend chooses to do and is there for when something maybe even worse happens, because I feel like that's why a lot of girls don't tell their girlfriends, like, hey, this happened, blah, 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 because the girl's immediately like, fork him. I never want to talk about him or see him again. And that's not helpful.
No.
Because then that person that's in the relationship is not going to want to go to that friend again when something bad does happen and they need that friend to help.
Yeah. And sometimes I'll ask my friends, like, when they, because I'm the type of person, like, all my friends know this, I ask the hard questions. Like, I'll be like, mm-hmm. well, what about this? Or, like, why did
love
you say
that
this?
You.
Like, and but sometimes I can tell, like, people don't want that. So sometimes, like, I'll straight up ask my friend, like, what do you want from me right now? Like, are we just mad at him and mm-hmm. you just need someone to, like, hype
both
you
of
up?
You, I feel, or, like, we're good at that.
Yeah, because it isn't helpful. And even, like, I've been in scenarios with you where I've asked you questions
yes.
that were more, like, trying to get you to see, like, the guy's perspective. Mm-hmm. Because I knew, like, at that moment, and, yeah, should we have murdered him right away? Yeah. But, like, at that moment, I was like, I know that you want this to work. So, like, why would I keep... Wow. Interrupting.
Sorry. If you watch our unsolicited episode, Ash threw shade at Taryn having her phone on the table.
Still on the table.
So is TK's.
It's not making noise.
Nope. but anyways, like, I knew that you wanted it to be successful. So, like, for me, I was like, I see his point of view. So why wouldn't I tell you in, like, a loving way?
Yeah.
Like, it's productive. Like, versus, mm-hmm. like you said, just being like a hype girl. Like, oh, let's kill him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you don't need that at that.
No.
But
no.
Sometimes you do.
Yep.
Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing/time-expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
The one thing that has kept me sane throughout the 75 Hard Challenge, and more importantly, has kept me hydrated the most, is Liquid IV. Y'all, when I tell you, I literally crave Liquid IV. Like, the lemon lime flavor lives rent-free in my head. First of all, it just always quenches my thirst, but it is perfectly sour and has that tangy taste to it, and it's just so good. Like a nice, cold, crisp glass of Liquid IV. Oh my gosh, mwah! Sounds so good. Whether you hydrate to live or live to hydrate, Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, all in a single sugar-free stick. So I actually just taste tested all of the flavors for you guys, the pear, the white peach, the green grape, and the lemon lime. And I have to tell you, I still think lemon lime is my favorite. But my second favorite is green grape. And then my third favorite, believe it or not, is pear. I'm actually shocked by how much I like pear. And then in fourth place for me was the white peach. My favorite thing about Liquid IV is how convenient it is, especially because I am always on the go. I am booked and busy, and I'm sure you guys are too. So being able to pack it so easily in a purse or a carry-on or whatever the case is, like my work bag, I always have a Liquid IV in there because throughout my day, I get so thirsty and nothing truly satisfies my thirst craving other than a Liquid IV. Like, it is so good. I literally want to make one right now. And listen, drinking water is great. Like, I've been drinking so much water while doing the 75 hard challenge, but one stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you way better than water alone. And I love it because I feel like it actually revives me. And the best part about it is that there's no artificial sweeteners and zero sugar. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TK at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code TK at liquidiv.com.
Okay, Ash, when it comes to dating, what advice would you give your younger self?
I feel like something I always did and did for a long time until very recently is I think I would, the second I got a crush on a guy or started talking to a guy or started going out with a guy a few times, I would put my whole world on hold for him. Like, I would cancel plans just in case he called, as Taylor would say, or like hold back on being myself. Just to ensure that the relationship kept going for a while, or just to ensure that he liked me, I would put him on a pedestal, I think, in a way of just being like, he's great, he's amazing, I'm having so much fun, and not really pursue my own goals or my own careers. I would very much focus on the relationship instead of just me. And I think because of that, I ended up taking a very long break in having relationships, a long break. And it took all that time, I think, for me to kind of like realize how
much
I
would be treated.
Well, when it ends, you're like, oh,
I would do everything for them. And then I did nothing else. Mm-hmm. I feel like I would cut off anything I did for me just to like ensure that I kept plans with him and mm-hmm. whatnot, which is fun in the moment because you're like so madly in love. But like reality is it wasn't serving me. And I feel like I should have been quicker to notice that and mm-hmm. be like, okay, if it's not serving me, then it's not worth it.
Yeah.
It's fun in the beginning to be all about them 100%. But like, I needed a little more wiggle room.
What are the things you do now that you are like firm about, or you take time for yourself that you're not including Jackson in, or you're like, I need this me time. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I feel like we all like to joke about it because I love my self-care and I love my skincare routines and I love my face masks and watching TV. I will have plans and I'll cancel them and say I'm not in the mood. And not in a like bad way towards him because he's great, but I need a second to like mm-hmm. recharge and I need those nights. And if I'm entering into a space with anyone, but specifically with him, and I'm in a bad mood, why?
Yeah.
It's a waste of his time. It's a waste of my time. It's not going to be fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because there's no way, like, he's not going to take that personal. Even if 100%. You tell him 1,000 times, like, it's not because of you. He's going to be like,
well, that's being, like, extremely self-aware. Yeah. Like, let me remove myself from
this. Does that happen often? No, but, like, I've gotten a lot better at being like, hey, I think I need a me night. Like, can we move it to tomorrow or, mm-hmm. like, next week or mm-hmm. whatever the plan is? Doesn't matter. And it's become a less of a big deal. Mm-hmm. Whereas in my head, I think it was such a huge deal to be like, can we not see each other tonight? It felt like such as this big like, oh, I can't do it, or I'm, you know, being selfish or something like that. But it's so not the case. It's he would much rather see me in a good mood too, mm-hmm. you know? So I feel like it's saving both of us time by mm-hmm. doing that and vocalizing that.
You guys, do you mind sharing your age?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm 33. Okay. I'm almost 34.
Yeah, you
month.
Are.
Mm-hmm.
Birthday up coming up.
I know.
Incredible.
I'm 36.
Okay, so being almost 34 mm-hmm. and 36, what in your life do you feel like you need advice on currently?
I have one.
Yeah, I'm safe.
Okay, what?
This is the easy one.
My relationship with my boyfriend currently, we are in the talks of moving in together, and I've never lived with a partner before. And so there's a lot of like I don't know what to do. There's a lot of, this makes me nervous. Mm-hmm. This makes me feel very vulnerable. But then also I'm like super excited for it. And
oh, I'm thrilled for it.
But I've been trying to talk to everyone that I know just to like get thoughts and perspectives on it because it's such a new thing for me.
Yeah.
So would love advice on that from both of you ladies.
Can we, for a second, dissect how this talk between you and him came to fruition? Yeah, yeah, because yeah. I'm involved.
Because I'm the spearhead.
I'm a little involved.
Yeah. So first of all, TK is like a little sister to me, of course. Jackson has grown to love TK, but their bond really started when we third wheeled to South Africa together.
Yeah. Oh, I third wheeled. Y'all didn't third wheel. I guess he third wheeled to us.
I mean, there were times where TK was the third wheel. There were times where Jackson was the third wheel.
And I guess when you were down bad, you were the third wheel of Jackson and I.
I was sick for the majority of that trip. Yep. So it did it a lot of times. It felt like I was the third wheel. Yep. So it was a great trip, but they got to know each other really well.
Except we were just at a wedding and I was like, rank Ashley's friends from your favorite to least favorite. And he literally goes, Murph, 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 top 10. I wasn't even in the top 10. He just said Murph. I was like, Ashley's not even that close with Murph. I literally got pissed. I was like,
he dodged the bullet entirely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. He wouldn't tell me, so now I'm mad at him and I'm holding it against him.
I mean, I'm a little offended too.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't in there either.
The four? Yeah, I was like, Murph. I was like, when has Ashley ever hung out with Murph alone?
That's what he literally said. I'm moonwalking out of this uncomfortable question.
Me trying to put a man in the spotlight. I feel like I'm just, I'm like a little like, little sister. But anyway, so Ashley was. This was when you had decided you were going to move out of your place and move back in with Alicia.
Yes.
And I, being the little sis, like, kind of nosy, what's going on person that I am.
Right.
I go to F45 with Jackson quite often.
Because we both live in downtown.
Yeah. So we're at a workout class together. And, I mean, literally, like, the whole time he's like making fun of me, I'm making fun of him. Like, that's the vibe in workout. So I'm like, Fork, I kind of want to ask him, like, why the fork are they not moving in together? Because, like, I feel like I hadn't even really talked to you about it yet.
Yeah, we
but
haven't.
I knew from like previous conversations, like, that was probably the next step. So, like, in my head, I was just like, kind of want to get his POV on this, but I don't want him to think like she's telling me to ask.
Right.
Type of thing.
Right. Which is very like smart of you.
So, but also, that's such a friend thing. Like, how do I get this info without him realizing I'm trying to get this info? Like, how do I make
so
this
I can
casual?
Relay it? Yeah. Like, I don't, at the end of the day, like, it doesn't bother me.
Yeah. Right.
I want this to be juicy info for Ashley to know. So I'm like, trying to get through this workout. So I'm like, I need something to think about. So I'm thinking about how I'm going to interview this man.
Right.
Like mid workout.
Yeah.
Right.
Which is your greatest strength.
So I'm like, all right, if I want to get to the question, why the fork are you guys not moving in together? How do I begin? Like, so I'm like thinking backwards. I'm like, how can I get there?
Yeah.
So I start with, how was your weekend? Right.
Natural.
And he's like, oh, it's great. You know, Ash and I went to the beach. We got burgers, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, where'd you get burgers?
Casual.
He's like,
the window.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. TK, you have to go. Oh, my. Which, by the way, I literally had the window last night.
What'd you think?
Really good.
Isn't it great?
Yeah, really good.
It's probably
pickles are amazing.
Oh, my God.
So then I was like, oh, super fun. Like, blah, 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 blah. Have you guys started moving her back into Alicia's yet? Because you guys were just talking about that. Mm-hmm. You were planning on doing it that weekend.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, like, did you start moving stuff yesterday? He was like, oh, no, we actually didn't. You know, great beach day. We were exhausted, yada, yada. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. Like, what do you think about Ash moving back in with Alicia? Like, this
really
is literally the trajectory
up there.
I was like, oh, like, you know, did she, or like, what do you think about moving back in? Like, how do you feel about that? Whatever. And he was like, oh, you know, whatever. Like, he just kind of wasn't really giving much or whatever. And I was like, so, like, are you still enjoying downtown? Yeah. That's my next question. And what was nice is it wasn't that obvious because it was in between workout stations. So it'd be like, we would do like, you know, one station and then we'd like move on to the next, talk a little bit about something else. And then I'd be like, so, you know, are you still enjoying downtown? And he'd be like, yeah, I really am. How are you enjoying it? I'm like, loving it. My release isn't up till June or whatever. And he was like, oh, yeah, like I'm doing month to month right now. And I'm like, you're doing month to month? And I'm like, sounds like perfect timing for y'all to move in. Like, huh? So then I was like, you're doing month to month? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, why don't you and Ashley move in together? That's like,
yeah, perfect lead way.
I like finally got to that point where it wasn't weird,
right?
Like where I could say
no,
it.
You like spiderwebbed the conversation like, from all the.
So it was a like, dance. I was like, why aren't you moving in together? Like if you're month to month and she's moving out type of thing. And he literally got so giddy, like, but like was trying not to be. Like he was like, what? Like, I don't know. Like, did she ask you? Like he was being so cute about it, but like he would cringe at me describing this right now, but he was just being so cute and like a little flustered, but you could tell that I think he was excited that I asked,
yeah,
type of thing. So then I'm like, okay, good, this is like a good reaction. I'll dig a little deeper, and I'm like, why haven't you moved any other? He was like, I don't know, like I would be down, but like I don't think is she down? And I'm like, I think so. Like, I'm like, have y'all not talked about this? He was like, no, like, should we? And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, like, I think she would really like that. I was like, you know, Ashley, like, she's not good at bringing up hard convos, like, blah, blah, blah. You kind of got to, like, pull teeth or just rip the Band-Aid off with her, like, blah, 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 blah. So then he was like, really? Like, okay, like, got this. Like, this is great to know. Like, thanks, DK, whatever. So then, obviously, I go to Ashley. And I'm like, Jackson wants to move in with you. And she was like, what, really? I'm like, yeah, like, I think he's afraid to bring up the convo. Like, you need to bring it up. And she was like, really? And I'm like, yeah, but he says he's going to bring it up now. So then I'm sure you guys had a bunch of different conversations without me being involved, which I know you did.
Yeah.
But it was funny and so cute. Like, me being the snoopy little sis.
Yeah.
Trying to just, like, hope this conversation was going to happen. Because it's hard and it's awkward. And it's like,
it is hard and it's scary. And you don't know how someone's going to react, even if they say they love you.
And there's like hard logistics that come with moving in. It's like, right, there's a lot of finances involved. Yeah. It's like, okay,
whose couch are we keeping?
Are we going to get married? Yeah. Right. Are we going to get married? Like, what's the point of this? Right. Now you're going to have a dog.
Yeah.
Jackson, like, uh-huh. Also, I work from home. Like, you work from home now. Is this going to work? Like, logistics of where the cars, like, are there two-way parking? Like,
right.
I don't know. Just whose budget are we going by? Like, there's a lot of scary questions. Mm-hmm. But I just wanted, like, the fun little questions to start happening.
Yeah.
Because it just is awkward, I feel, like, sometimes.
It's so
not
awkward.
A casual conversation.
Not at all.
Let's just say that.
Not at all. And I think Jackson's really great in serious conversations, but if he was here, he would 100% tell you that I've started every single serious conversation. Like, I've initiated it.
Which is crazy.
Freaking shocking.
Yes. I was just going to say, if you know me at all, I know this is TK's podcast, but if you know me at all, that's not natural for me. Like,
no,
having these conversations
are hard.
That's why
I said, Ashley's not good at tough conversations. Please ask her.
And you know how people say, like, don't, if you pray for patience, like, you're not going to get patience. You're going to get situations that you have to have patience.
Yes.
I feel like for you, like, he's such an answer to, like, testing you in those areas.
100%.
And, like, the fact that you were the one who initiated, like, should we be boyfriend and girlfriend? Like, just certain things. Like, I know for me, that was when I was, like, as a best friend, I was, like, okay, I like this for her because it was like she is pushing boundaries.
It's so good for you.
Yeah.
So good.
It's been, it's one of those situations that forces you to grow.
Yeah.
But what's happening, or what has happened, and this is my like typical pattern that's been happening so far, is I'll think something and then I'll wait a long time before I bring it up. Eventually, I do end up being the one bringing it up. And he's always been very great in the serious conversations, which is great. But I think because I started all the serious conversations, I was being silly, but also not silly. And I was like, I want him to start this one.
Which is so
valid. No, that's
valid. I was like, I'm not, it wasn't a game or anything, but I was just like, I'm going to see if he brings this up. Because I'm wanting to know. I knew he was month to month. I told him that I was going to be moving out because my place was too expensive. So that left a pretty open conversation for him to be like, hey, thoughts on this? Obviously, we didn't move in together yet, and it worked out because he just got a job right next to his place, so he's getting settled there. But like, this is a current on the table topic that we're discussing,
which is incredible.
Yeah.
But the reason I was like inserting myself, because I could see people like, why are you getting that relationship? It really wasn't that deep.
It was great.
It wasn't deep. Ashley was like, thank you for having that. Literally in Miami, you were like, thank you.
Yeah, I was like, this is great.
And I was like, you're welcome. Like, I just was being nosy. Playing devil's advocate, the reason I wanted to ask him was because you essentially had the bigger place, mm-hmm. and because he's month to month, it would make more sense for him to move in. And I feel like he was in an uncomfortable position where he wasn't going to be like, can I move in?
Right.
He was probably waiting for you to ask, but you didn't. So he was probably like, does she not want to move in with me?
Well, and it led to like a good conversation you guys had of like him being like, sometimes you're hard to read and I don't ever want to make you feel pressure. So it was like a good conversation because where you were like, are you... why aren't you starting these? He was like, I'm trying to respect you and like go
but
at your
in
pace.
In reality, you just were like, this place is too expensive. I don't want to live here, period.
Yeah, right.
It wasn't like, oh, I don't, I'm moving it.
Yeah.
But I can see why he was confused or like didn't want to bring it up because he was probably like, oh, well, this is the conversation she would totally bring up because obviously I would be moving in with her.
Right. Yeah. And I think,
because your place was huge.
Yeah. It was a great size. But in retrospect, I was like, oh, I'd much rather like move out. And it was, I'm so lucky because I have a sister nearby with space. So I was like, I'll just throw my shit in storage. I'll get through the holidays and then we can find a cheaper place with enough room for both of us when, you know, in the new year.
And maybe even potentially closer to his job or
possibly,
whatever.
Yeah. Like knows, open we'll to go other places.
Yeah.
But that was my thought process. But I didn't communicate that to him. Mm-hmm. So there was a lot of just like miscommunication in nonverbal ways, which was so funny.
Was there anything you wish you would have done? Like if someone's like, in the same situation, they're like, I'm in this spot where we're month to month. We don't know if we want to get married, but we kind of want to move in type thing or like just similar situation. What advice would you give them? Like, would you say rip off the Band-Aid, have the conversation earlier or like ease into it kind of like you guys did? Or what do you think?
I
hire a me to go
in
there.
Know, hire TK. That's the easy answer. If you know that you're going to marry someone eventually, then I think just ripping off the Band-Aid is the way to do it. If you're questioning that, then absolutely ease into that conversation because you're just not sure. But I had all the green flags. I could have very easily just been like, so, thoughts on living together? Shoot. And then just see how he reacted. And it's not that scary, but it was
also,
to me.
Also, I feel like, I'm not joking, I feel like once you cross like 25, it is very fair and valid to do check-ins with people of, are we going in the same place? Because I don't want to waste my time.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's like a pressure conversation. Yeah. But just like for me, if I'm dating someone, I'm just going to be like, hey, just so like I'm totally upfront, like I'm wanting to get married in the next few years and I'm not pushing that on you. If you're not feeling that, I totally respect you. Like whatever, we're just not meant to like be on the same path. But I don't think there's anything wrong with checking in every once in a while and just being like, where are you at? Where are you falling? Because for me, like my biggest fear is dating someone for like another 4 years. And at the end of the 4 years, it doesn't work out again.
Yeah. I'm obsessed with a check-in with every type of relationship, like family, work relationships, friendships, romantic relationships, like a check-in is to help prevent from chaos later on.
Oh, it's so important. Well, and I think I was going to say that because I think when you and Jackson first started dating, you were like, I don't really want to live with someone before I'm married.
Yeah.
Whereas like that view changed for you. Uh-huh. And how was he supposed to know that?
Right.
So I think that too, like when you have those check-ins and him knowing, like I'm sure if he would have known you were open to it, he would have talked to you before.
Yeah.
So I think it's just it's like updates. Like, hey, this is how I feel.
People
like,
change their mind.
I've changed so much just this past year. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I can see like just having those with your person, like, hey, I just want to make sure we're on the same page because like the last thing you want is to like waste your time or somebody else's.
Totally.
I'm 100%. Obsessed with that. Bringing up those conversations creates a safe space to hear both sides. And then that way no one could ever be like, oh, I didn't know.
Yeah.
Like you always gave them a heads up. So it's like, nothing could be a shock. Nothing could come out of nowhere if you are doing those conversations regularly, which like a note to myself. I'm like, oh, I should probably have another one.
My biggest fear with moving in with a boy is like the bathroom situation.
The frat boy bathrooms.
Yeah. Because I've only experienced living with my brother, like from growing up and then like the 3 months he was in my apartment. Men are just slobs. Like, I don't know that
don't
Jackson
care.
Is, but like, they just don't understand the little details
the water
that women
on
do.
The mirror.
Yes.
Yeah.
They don't notice things.
No.
Like, I'm constantly noticing things.
Yeah. I live with my brother right now. And
you probably have a lot of advice on living with a man.
I just went in his bathroom the other day and I was like, oof.
I literally tell people, well, and the thing is he's like, I just cleaned it. But he doesn't think like the water spots don't bug him. So the fact that there's like a year worth of buildup of water spots, like he's not fazed.
Yeah.
So I've done a good job of being like, that's not my bathroom.
That is so a male thing to do.
Yeah. But he'd be so mad if he knew I was talking about this. It's funny because I prefer living with males over females like any day, just because it's a lot easier for me to like communicate in ways where I'm not worried about like hurting feelings
or
like
passive energy.
And I like it so much. And I think what I've learned is I don't have this weird like equal, like we're both putting up in enough energy. Like for me and Ryan, like I love when the like living room and the kitchen is clean. And that if I have to do his dishes because I want the sink clean, you can relate to this, then I'm not going to be angry at him because it's like, that's what I want to do. Or if I decide I want to like do all the floors and whatever, I can't be mad at him because he didn't also do it. So like we have
it doesn't bother him.
No, but like he always takes out the trash, or he always like, I feel like it's just coming up with your own routine. And guys, it's so much easier to do that because there's no like emotions involved when like you communicate.
It's
I don't know.
I think a huge thing just with living with someone in general is like assigning chores that they excel in.
Yeah.
That they naturally do. Mm, like like we did when we were living together.
No,
it's
for
like,
sure.
Oh, TK's good at wiping the counter, so that'll be my chore. Like
to me, him taking out the trash is equal to like me cleaning the entire apartment because I hate taking out the trash. Yeah. So it's like I think people get wrapped up in stuff like that. And I just think with men specifically, I feel like it's easier to just communicate and get like I'll be like, dude, like get your shoes out of here. And he'll be like, okay.
Yeah.
And then it's like done. Whereas like I couldn't, if I were to like talk to Ash or Alicia like that, they'd be like, why are you giving me attitude?
Yeah.
So it's like, I thrive living with males.
I'm like, can you?
Yeah, but that's all I've known. So it was a big learning curve when I had my first set of like female roommates in college that I was like, whoa, like I have to like refigure out this. It's just different. So I prefer it. And I'm very interested what your experience is going to be because you've never, besides your dad, but I feel like dads don't count.
Well, I'm a clean freak because my dad's a clean freak. So that is how
sometimes
my
occasionally
childhood
a man
was.
Will be a clean freak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My mom and sister are messier than my dad and I in general.
Uh-huh.
So I feel like it's going to be tough. Luckily, Jackson's not a slob.
I'm like, I don't
dirty.
Think he is
he
at
definitely,
all.
He's, he can be messy, but like we all can be.
And messy and
he's
dirty,
not dirty
are so different.
He's not
though.
Dirty.
Yeah.
And I think Alicia has prepped me for this day. I'm genuinely serious.
She prepped us all.
Yeah. She really does. I knew one day I was going to end up living with a guy, and I always assumed that they would be messier than me. And I have always struggled with being like needing things a very specific type of way. And I've learned that that's a me thing, not a them
You've
thing.
You've gotten way better, Ash.
But Alicia is so messy / dirty. And I have had to put up with it so much. And she's paved a way for my relationship to succeed. I'm not going to have a hard time, I think, with a messy place. Yes, it'll be something
she
that we probably fight about, but like nothing can be worse than her. I'm serious. I'm so serious. I'm so serious.
I hope she watches this.
She has so much stuff, too.
Yeah. It's also,
like, she just has a lot of
so
shit.
So hard.
She's a trailer.
With how much stuff she has. So it's not a lot of
it's
the,
so much hard to manage.
A lot of
yeah.
the times, you know, even if she does clean, like, it's the next day.
There's like nowhere
disaster.
To put the stuff.
There's we're yeah. running. She's running out of space, and I just took up two of her rooms and a side yeah. of the garage. So like I know me moving back in was tough because like all of a sudden she lost a lot of room in the house. But it is so chaotic, I think is the one word I want to use.
Mm-hmm.
So like even if the floors are clean, everything's spotless, the bathrooms are clean, packages everywhere, clothes everywhere, product everywhere,
mm-hmm.
shoes left everywhere, jackets left everywhere.
I mean, I get it.
Yeah.
Like it,
I know both of
even
you
with the job, even with like just that job in general, like
yeah.
being sent stuff. And then it's like you get new stuff, you need to film it, but you don't want to put it away yet. So
yeah.
I'll put
yeah.
it on the couch
yeah.
type of thing.
But then,
but
the
then
other
there's
person
like
doesn't
eight
know that.
Things you need to film
yeah.
and it's like all on the couch
yeah.
and
yeah.
no one can sit there.
Yeah.
And it's like,
no,
it's just a first
yeah.
world problem. But
it's
like,
it's a total first world yeah. problem. Yeah. All that to say, I think I'll be fine moving in with a guy that's messier than me.
What do you feel
Alicia
like you're most scared
messiest.
About or like nervous for as far as just the move in? Like
specifically, I don't know, to background on my boyfriend, he doesn't have socials, which mm-hmm. obviously you two know this, but for the listeners, he doesn't have socials.
And he's the best, by the way.
He's
love
great.
Love Jackson. Like
yeah.
10 he's literally 10, like my best friend.
Just absolute stud. We love this guy.
He wouldn't say the same.
Yeah. But he doesn't want to be on socials either. Not only does he not have them, he doesn't want to be on them. And I have put my entire life on socials. That's how I make...
He'd be vibing on my close friends,
though. Yeah. That's how I make my... career. That's how I can afford to get a place. That's how I can afford my lifestyle. So I'm very concerned about like what vlogging is going to look like. That's why I would love, I liked the townhouse obviously, but I would love like to rent like a house where he can have his own
like side office, of
house. And I can still vlog in the house. Like that would be my goal. But obviously there's going to be a transitional period and it's starting to get better. I already feel myself getting more comfortable vlogging in front of him.
It's also weird vlogging with in front of literally anyone. Like if my like parents are here and like my parents love me to death and I love them and like I'm like so close with them, but they would just be like, and it's awkward. Yeah. Like if they're just watching me vlog.
Yeah. Or
like
someone
even
watches
another
you,
influencer, like you guys sitting there, it's just a little awkward. Like I know you guys don't give a shit. I don't give a shit. But like it's just a little weird, even with a roommate, like and I know they can hear me type situation. You're just like, okay, it's a little, it's just a weird job.
No, every time Ryan walks in and I'm filming something, I'm always like,
well, it'd be the equivalent almost would be like if he read every single email he has that day out loud. Mm-hmm. It'd be like, it's just a little weird. Like,
it's just a little weird.
Like, he, imagine you hearing every single thing he's typing. Like, you would just be like hyper aware, like, oh, he's hearing that or she's hearing this.
Yes. Yeah. Or like someone walking around on a FaceTime.
Yeah.
You know, you're just like, hi, who's there? What are you doing?
Yeah. Total fly on the wall.
Yeah. And I've always obviously lived with Alicia and or people that understood slash did it. So this would be a very big first for me that I'm like, ah, that's gonna be tough, but it'll be great.
It'll
be a transition,
right? He goes into the office,
so a couple days out of the week he'll be in the office, which is great because I'm like,
you can log in those days.
That's how it is with Alicia too, like when she's gone,
that's
recording
exactly what
basic
you do.
I'm like, I have the house myself, everyone's gone, I'm recording a whole vlog,
you know? Five videos.
So it'll be very similar but just so different because I've never lived with a partner.
Well, I'm so excited for you.
Thank you.
I think you're gonna thrive.
If any of your listeners have advice, feel free to comment
down below
because I'll be scrolling.
I think you guys are such a great couple.
Thanks.
And I need Jackson to make a dupe of himself.
Yes.
So agreed. A bunch of dupes. So we can all date them. But we love Jackson and Ashley. Mm-hmm. And I think you guys are going to thrive.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. And he loves Chloe and Chloe loves him. So that says a lot.
Chloe has him wrapped around her little paw.
Yeah, she really does.
Her little paw.
She really does.
I'm dead.
Wild.
Okay, Taryn, back to you. What do you need advice on right now?
I mean, this is just an area that I've like always struggled with is... I feel like I have so much unused talent and energy. Like, I feel like I want to do all these things and I know I would be good at doing all these things, but I like won't do it out of either just being overwhelmed or like fear of failure. I also am in the process of getting assessed because I'm pretty sure I have ADHD. And Mel Robbins actually got diagnosed like not that long ago. And I've been listening to podcasts about it and doing research. And to me, I'm like, everything makes sense because I struggle at like a not normal level with like organizing like my day
execution.
And thoughts. Yeah. And I think for me, like I'm at this point where I'm like, I feel like I've wasted so much time. And so I'm done with that, like mourning like the time I've wasted. Yeah. And now I'm just like, okay, I want to attack life.
Wasted time doing what?
Just nothing or like not trying. You know what I mean? It's
not
like that kind of stuff.
It.
Yeah, like not going for it. And don't get me wrong, I'm so proud of what I've done in my life and I love everything I'm involved in. And most people in my life, knowing how much I'm involved in, are like, are you kidding me? You want to do more? But you know when like you know you can do more?
Yeah.
And that's like frustrating to me. So I feel like I just want to like be more present with friends, like try more things, do more things, like just be like braver in general.
I mean,
so that's getting
you,
over that hump.
Not to interrupt you, but I just feel like I have to say this. You are so beyond talented and you bring so much to the table.
Okay.
And I feel like you are the definition of the word underrated. Like, seriously, I think people sometimes, I'm going to be really real, associate you with being a background character because you're in the background of a lot of people's videos or things, and that's just our world.
Yeah.
And you are so, your personality is main fucking character. And I feel like you do not embrace that enough.
Thank
and you.
You
literally have... like your heart, your soul, your head, your mind, like I want all of it. Like you Taryn, when I look at you, I'm like, yes, like fucking go for it. Like, I'm like, all of the things, I'm like, I want to assess all of the things you want to go for and I will hold you accountable, because that makes me sad that you haven't attacked some of those things, because I feel like you bring so much to the table and you are heavily underrated.
What a speech.
That was honestly like, I don't think you even know like how much that means to me, because I think like, I think I always have been that. I put everyone before me, and I think that is, it's one of those things where I don't, I think that's one of those things that makes me and is a good thing about me. But I feel like it also, I've used that as a safety net to not do things. You know what I mean? You know how you can
are
take...
no longer a background actor. Main fucking character. The show is about you.
No, I love you. Thank you.
And I think if I were to put in advice, I think it's so funny because I feel like we did an episode where we were talking about this specifically, but this is different because this is about goals. And I think you need to put your goals out there.
Yeah.
Because you can't say that there's things I want to do, but then not tell anyone, because then no one's going to check in on you. And then guess what? If it doesn't happen,
yeah,
no one's going to be
safety.
Like, oh, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So like if there
thing.
Is whatever your specific goal is, work-wise, project-wise, challenge-wise, whatever, you need to tell, like, that's what I would unsolicited advice tell a listener. I would be like, you need to tell people who are going to hold you accountable. And if one of your goals is posting a weekly Lego video, for example, and you told TK and I would legitimately would ask about that.
Oh, for sure.
Every week. I'd be like, hey, I haven't seen the video. Like, how's it going?
Yeah. I'm like the worst and best type of friend to hold someone accountable, because I will check in and I will be like, why? How do
but
I
like,
know?
If you want to get something
what's
done,
your excuses?
Then that's
yeah, literally.
That's me. It's so good. And so like, if you have something you're striving for, like that's, you have specific friends for specific reasons. And if you have friends that are going to help you stay accountable, then you gotta like include them
yeah.
in.
I also know? Think you, I'm like me giving you advice.
No,
didn't ask for.
No, literally, no, I love this.
I think you need to seriously stop living your life as a background character. Like anytime you get the opportunity for anything or literally any task in your life, whether it's literally waking up in the morning, you need to live your life like main character Taryn would, not background character Taryn. So main character Taryn, like how would you describe her morning routine?
I'm uncomfy.
This is great. This is good.
How would she live?
That's
main character,
the thing is,
Taryn.
You know what's sad? And this is, I think this is, you know when you need to hear something when it makes you super uncomfortable. Because mm-hmm. I'm genuinely like so uncomfortable right now.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, but I love it.
No, it is. It's one of those things where like, you know it's bad when like, I don't know how to answer that. Does that make sense? Like, I'm so far outside of, like, thinking of myself in that way that, like, I can't answer that, which is, like, an answer in itself of how much I need to, like, actually take the time and space to, like, learn that.
Yeah.
Can I answer it for you?
Okay. Yes, I would love to.
This is what I picture. Seriously. Because I know you well, and I know what your morning routine typically looks like. So this is what I imagine main character Taryn being like in the morning. I picture you waking up around, like, 7:30, not too crazily early, but not too late, like 7:30, getting actually out of bed by 8. I picture you immediately taking Charles on a little walk outside. And that's important to get outside. Like, that's what the Huberman Lab says, to get the fork outside.
Yeah.
And
sunlight.
Look
oh my
at
God,
the sun.
Love that.
Yeah. So I picture you getting some steps in the morning and like getting some energy there, not really looking at your phone, making a really fun coffee because you love your coffee, and filming it for like a TikTok. Like I picture you, and once you do that, like you'll feel productive.
Yeah,
like just those little things, and like making your bed, but being like up and at 'em, like ready to go by like 8:15.
Yeah,
like that's what I picture for you. It's not like crazy unrealistic, but like I just picture you being very like regimen about that. And then I don't know if that's when you like immediately dive into work, or you're like driving to work, or like whatever, because I don't know those like nitty gritty details of your life. But doing that, accomplishing that, and then having like the post work routine, which is like, I don't know, meeting a friend or going for a hot girl walk or like planning A, B, and C. Because like even the amount of times I'm like, I love spending time with you and like you're not that far away, I'm like, why haven't we done that other dinner yet? Or like, why haven't we whatever? Which I know that's like, I mean, it's just a busy time right now.
No, yeah, yeah.
But like, I picture you having an epic plan. Like you're constantly looking forward to things because main character Taryn has like epic plans. She has amazing friends. She has hot dates. Like she has a fun fulfilled life.
Busy schedule.
And yeah, you're booked and busy, and that's why you have to, that's why you need that me time in the morning, and you're so regimented about it because you're booked and busy and you give so much to others. That's why you like need that 7:30 to 8:15.
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't think it's very like intense. Like I picture Ashley's main character morning routine, like intense, like skincare, serum, eye cream, workout, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. I think yours is like simple. And like, I don't think you're one of those people that needs like to do 80 things to like get your day started. Yeah. I think you need like one or two.
But I think that's the whole thing is I think the whole part of being a main character morning routine is doing something for yourself first.
See, and
it looks different to you. It looks different to me.
I don't think about that. Like I get up and my first concern is like what Charlie needs and what my day is as regard in regards to like work and things like that. Like I don't set aside space. And I think that's why I mean, everyone makes fun of me for like my Lego obsession, but it's like that genuinely to me
is me time.
Like my thing. Like it's my me time. It's I spend a lot of money on it. Yeah, but it's the only thing I actually buy for myself. You know
well,
what I mean?
People spend a fuck ton of money on all the shit that they like skincare, Botox filler.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, like workouts, shopping. Yeah. Like
yeah.
It's like
you're right. I think it's a lifetime of a way of not thinking about myself like that that I have to correct, and it's very uncomfortable for me.
You know what I think you need to correct is, and this is something that I think happened to me later on in life too, is I think I realized that working out puts me in a better headspace for the rest of the day, and that's why if I have something at 9, I'm going to do an earlier workout. Mm-hmm. So obviously I don't start my day every day at 6:30, but if I have to because I have something earlier in the morning, I'm going to, because not only does it fulfill me, but it pumps me up for the, and I'll work harder.
If I get up and go to the gym early in the morning and come home and I'm ready before like 8 a.m., I genuinely feel better than other people. I genuinely
better than everyone.
Genuinely, in my heart and soul, I'm like, I'm better than other people.
Yeah, I told her.
And it makes me feel so good.
Me and Taryn this morning had two very opposite mornings. And she had a really rough, like she set her alarm. It was one of those where the alarm didn't go off right.
No,
and
I set it for p.m.
Oh,
and it was very unfortunate. And I was like, that's the worst feeling on the planet. And she was like, how was your morning? And I was like, I had the best morning of my entire life. Because I had...
Ash is like, I'm better than you.
My workout buddy had something at 9, which meant that she couldn't even do the 8:30 class. We had to do the 7:30 class. And I hate that class because I'm not awake yet. But I came back, had breakfast, and it was only 8:40.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm about to crush my day.
I told Ash this, when I take the stairs instead of the escalator at the airport, I feel better than people.
Yeah.
Same. And like, you got to find those things that make you feel better than other people.
See, mine goes deeper.
I'm gassing myself up.
I have to be comfortable enough to even have that thought. Because for me, I push that aside. It's like, no, I elevate everyone else, which is good. But that doesn't mean I can't still elevate myself.
That's so funny because I feel like I'm tearing myself up the entire time. I'm like, you just sat on a plane for 8 hours. Get your ass on this.
Yeah. And then I'm like, I'm better than people.
And then I'm like, I did
just
that.
Just sat for like the entire day. Had literally 12 steps on my Apple Watch.
Passing people on the escalator. Yeah. Better than you. Yeah. Better than you.
You gotta find the things that give you God complex.
Yeah. You do. Even a little one for me. It's so stupid. It started years ago. Both of you guys know this. Making my bed every day.
Yeah.
I feel like a queen when I am walking out of my room for my day and my bed's made. I'm just like,
do you give a backwards glance? Did that your bed every
time? Comment down below what makes you feel better than other people. Yeah. I need to know. Like,
wow.
I really honestly, like, I'm just gonna take that clip of the podcast and like play it for myself every morning.
Yeah. Anytime I call.
It's gonna give
stop
me
stop being
like,
the background character.
I'm serious. You should do that.
I love
the alarm,
that.
Your first alarm, and then the second alarm is the
yeah.
What she said.
No, I fully take it. I accept that in, and I'm gonna use that to challenge myself. I
also
appreciate that.
Include
like
people.
Got you, girl.
Include people.
I know.
We'd love to keep you accountable if we knew the goal.
Would you be willing to share any of your goals, like the things you were alluding to, like one or two?
Sure. I would love to like really dive into making confident. Content that I actually love. Like, I love making like comedy stuff. Like, I love that. Or like,
you're really good at the reaction.
You know, more
videos.
Like Lego stuff or more. I feel like
how much fun we had in COVID, like making stupid funny
stuff. Our TikTok night will always go.
We
got to
do
down.
More TikTok
yeah,
nights.
We should. That's one thing. Also, like, I think I've always struggled with a good balance of, like, working out because there was so much, like, mental stuff tied to it. But I've done so much healing. And then obviously after my surgery and, like, all the health stuff I've gone through, like, now I feel ready to attack it. So, like, that's one of the things I want to get into. But for the last, like, 4 weeks I've been saying that. And it's always like, oh, but a friend calls and is like, hey, can you, like, come pick this up and help me with it in the morning. I'm like, yeah. So it's,
but what would main character Taryn do?
She would say, I can come after work.
Your workout.
Yeah. I think that's just the little, like, switch is like, wait, what would main character Taryn
like,
do?
Like, I can still be helpful.
Or being
but
aware.
Yeah.
Main character Ashley would say, kill two birds with one stone and do it in the morning.
Do what?
Because we were saying, like, the sunlight first thing in the morning, like, gets you more awake and does more for your brain. Yeah. If you were able to do 20 minutes of walking a day.
Yeah.
And you did it first thing in the morning, then you're also like waking your body up the right way
for
with
sure.
the sun.
For sure.
For sure.
Also, regarding, I guess, working out in general, I have been struggling too getting back into the gym. Like, I've not been in my routine and it feels like a task.
You've been traveling
your video the other day.
So that's also a whole other thing.
I have been traveling
too.
And it's crazy. It's just hard. It's hard to be on a routine. And then, like I said, when I'm not, imagine the opposite end of the spectrum, me not being on my routine. Like, when I'm on my routine, I feel like I'm better than other people.
Yeah.
When I'm not on it, I feel like literally an actual
just
piece
like
of
a troll.
Shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, you fucking know me. I'm like, you are literally the worst. Get your fucking ass up and work.
It's literally how I'll talk to
but
myself.
But literally,
too.
If I go on a 10-minute walk, I'm like, better than people.
Better than you.
I'm like, fork you guys. So anyway, what I've been trying to do now, because I want to see my friends and I want to be social, because it's hard to do like all three being social.
Yeah. Something is always
Something's always left behind. So I've been literally, I sound like such a mom saying this, but like I've just been planning hangouts with my friends by doing like a hot girl walk or a hike.
Yeah.
And like, the gossip is gossiping on the walks.
Honestly.
Yeah, I just gotta say, like, it's a great convo. I'm getting my steps in, like, killing two birds with one stone. Uh-huh. We have a smoothie after.
It's great.
Stuff like that. I've just been trying to be, like, more efficient with my time. I want to hang out and I want to get a workout in. Boom.
How do we do both? Yeah.
Instead of doing
a
workout
that.
Alone and then hang out. Yeah. Like, we don't have much time in a day.
We really don't. We really don't.
You said workouts, and what was the first thing you
said? Workout content. I mean, honestly, like a good, solid routine and just being more like disciplined in how I spend my time is just, I feel like that kind of encompasses everything. I just really want to be brave this year. I want to like do stuff and not be like, I can't do that. Like, that's stupid. Or like, why is anyone? The whole main character just like encompasses everything because I don't think of myself as that. It's like, I feel secondary a lot, and so I need to, like, find a balanced way.
Mm-hmm. Anytime you're not feeling main character, literally text me. Be like, not feeling it. I will be sending a voice memo.
I can't wait.
I will be sending a voice memo. That should be your word for the year, brave.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, yeah. I accept it. I take it.
Yeah.
Do you have a word for the year?
I guess growth.
Growth.
What kind of
Yeah, because you want to grow in your new little family, in your new little tree.
Yeah.
Trying
like
new things, yeah.
Yeah. Growth.
Growth.
And we love it.
What's yours? Starting conversations and then the new lifestyle.
Period.
Yeah.
Love that.
What's yours, TK?
I was just thinking. I don't know. I just thought of it. And this is like, oh, this is so cringe. My word. But it really is.
I want to hear.
But it really is like what I think, what came to mind. I think my word is grind.
That's not cringe.
No, it is.
It could have been weird. Well, if you say it like that,
it's like, I'm going to grind Bruce Bone.
Yeah.
That's what I think. But seriously, I feel like this last year was such a transition year for me.
Absolutely.
And I was like traveling, bopping around, like literally everything Anna Grace read me in my Akashic Records reading. It happened. And I feel like this year I'm like ready to grind. Like all I wanted to do this year, actually the last year, was grind. Like I feel like I kept traveling, kept doing getting all these cool opportunities. And I wanted to just be home and like fucking grind and like grow my shit, but I feel like that was just not in the cards for me.
Mm-hmm. I feel like you needed a transitional
I
year
do.
To be honest.
I did. Sorry, I can't speak.
Yeah,
I do.
I think you like, and I think sometimes like that's what like the universe will give you what you need, even if you are like wanting the opposite. And but I think you're ready for that to be this year because that was in the back of your mind, so you're already ready to like have that at the front of your mind. But I think like everything you did, like you needed like a second to like figure out like where the new chapter mm-hmm. is going to be, you know?
Mm-hmm. I am so grateful for the year I had because I agree. I needed it. And I've never traveled more in my life.
No, I was
think.
Like, where is she like today? It was like
even
every
like
other
just
day.
Random spots, like mm-hmm. for weddings. I had so many weddings and just, I mean, never in a million years did I think I would go to South Africa.
Yeah. Or Italy in the same year.
I can't believe this was all.
And you went to Italy twice. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess it was one long Italy trip.
Yeah, I was there for a month in Italy.
Oh my gosh. You stayed and traveled around. Yeah.
Yeah. For a month.
Yeah.
And I like traveled.
Outer Banks.
Yeah. Outer Banks, Alabama, Florida, Miami, Indiana,
Miami,
a bunch
Florida?
Of times. Yeah. But sorry, I two different spots in Florida.
Oh, okay,
Anna Maria Island, came back to LA, Miami.
It was a wild Stupid travel me. Year.
Yeah.
It was the wedding season.
So many weddings. I'm like, where else did I go?
I love
yeah,
that.
It was awesome though. I went to Vegas like 5 times. Yeah.
I feel like you went back home a lot too, which I loved for you because I know how much that like resets your soul.
It really grounds me. Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes we all need to touch some grass. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I hadn't seen my family since the holidays, and I saw them for the first time in October.
Really? Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So I stayed for 2 weeks because, well, one, my computer broke, and then also I was like, I've never been able to like extend my stay, so this feels like breaking the rules.
I love
yeah.
that for you.
Yeah, it felt fun, and it's just as your parents get older, like you want to spend time with them,
yeah.
and just there's hang, doing nothing.
How old are
yeah.
you now?
26.
26. There is a, I would say like 26, 27. All of a sudden, my parents were cute,
and they
and
become
all of a sudden
friends.
They were like delicate. And all of a sudden, uh-huh. I cared a lot about like me and my
protecting
mom always
them.
Butt heads. All of a sudden, I'm like very interested in her emotions and her like life story, and like all of a sudden there's like a tipping point where all of a sudden they're just like so cute. I'll like think about her sometimes. I'll just be like,
well,
she's
your mom
so
is
cute.
Like actually adorable.
She's
like,
so adorable.
Yeah. She's the cutest.
Yeah,
but like
yeah.
we used to butt heads so much, and there's an age where that
I definitely
like changes.
Still butt heads with my mother, but
it's
love her. Yeah, she's amazing.
She's the best.
Anyway, this has been a fabulous little therapy session,
yeah,
ladies.
No, I
love
this.
Honestly.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. And where can everyone follow you and follow Unsolicited?
Unsolicited.
Unsolicited Advice Pod on socials. And then Taryn Renee.
Ash Nicole.
And follow us on Making Moves. Comment down below.
Do it.
What's your word for the new year?
Ooh, that's a good one.
And be sure to make someone else's day this week. Love you guys. Bye.
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 When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.